which way to go on this dark road.
Mr. Duckworth,
all of these holes make it difficult.
Session 10, Breakthrough.
Baby, this ain't no damn dress rehearsal. This is your one and only life. No do-overs. Drought. Drought is caused by a lack of rainfall, right? A lack of rainfall. Causing serious water shortages. It can be fatal. Unlike other extreme weather events that are more sudden, like earthquakes or hurricanes, droughts happen gradually. It's like some of our marriages, relationships, careers, etc., etc., right? It was all good about a week ago, right? A moisture deficit. Relative to the average water availability at a given location in season. I promise I am headed somewhere. Drought, lack of moisture, deficit. Drought can lead to a wide range of environmental, social, and economic impacts. Drought is a complex phenomenon which is difficult to monitor and define. Hurricanes, for example, have a definite beginning and end and can easily be seen as they develop and move. We know that no storm lasts forever. No hurricane lasts forever. No monsoon, no typhoon, no storm that arises from the ocean or from winds. But a drought. Earthquakes come and they go. We get aftershocks. We get the big one. And then it does its thing and it moves on. But not droughts. Not droughts. Forest fires can only burn so long before they burn themselves out. So too with volcanoes, but not drought. Drought, on the other hand, is the absence of water. It is a creeping phenomenon that slowly sneaks up and impacts many sectors of the economy and operates on many different time scales because we need water. As humans, we need water to drink. We need water to cook and prepare our food. We need water to eat. We need water to bathe. We need water to keep ourselves clean. We need water to hydrate and nourish our crops. We are composed of over 70% water. We are water. We need water. We cannot exist without water. As a result, the climatological community has defined four types of drought. There's a meteorological drought. There are hydrological droughts. There are agricultural droughts. And there are socioeconomic droughts. Hippocrates' great edict was make a habit of two things, to help or at least to do no harm, to help or at least do no harm. Like if you're going to speak on a situation or you're going to speak to someone, Don't say shit unless you're adding to the equation, unless you're adding and enhancing the conversation and the dialogue at hand, unless you are making the silence more beautiful. Say nothing. Leave recipes for your kids. Pass down generational blessings, not generational curses. And I know that's easy to say. It's easier said than done. The Federal Reserve increased rates multiple times in 2022. 2022 has been a year of reckoning financially for many, many countries, not just the United States, not just, you know, the UK, the big, you know, powerhouses, but for so many smaller ones that are less known. We are in the middle of war. We're in the middle of so much economic, sociological drought, right? The Federal Reserve then went on to, in an effort to stave off inflation or stagflation or whatever you would like to call it, increased the interest rates 4, 5, 6 times. That affects your credit cards, your credit card payment, what's due. It affects your ability to purchase a car if you're financing a car. It affects your ability to buy a home or a condo, but it also affects your spending power when you're needing to rent an apartment or any type of housing. It affects how much companies and brands and corporations pay to their wholesale providers, and what then the providers, the farmers, the companies and corporations and the means of production that produce our raw goods and raw material, what gets our food from farm to table, what gets our tires and our products and our goods and our iPads and our iPhones and our tennis shoes and our clothing and our pots and pans and our, you name it, how to get it from overseas from where it was produced or manufactured to our stores. Stay with me. Heraclitus reminds us, Heraclitus, a Stoic Greek philosopher, reminds us, no man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. I want you to, moving from this point onward, I want you to put everything that's ever happened to you, every relationship, every experience, every phenomenon, put it behind you, because you are no longer that person who underwent or experienced what you experienced. Who you were is not who you are, and who you are becoming, who you will be, is not who you are right now. Everything is in constant transition. Ask yourself, just as a sidebar, who is behind the origins of COVID? We find ourselves at a time where for a lot of us, we're experiencing a trifecta, if you will, of COVID and flu season and some really weird, novel, elegant upper respiratory virus known as RSV. And then you're also, of course, dealing with just the normal fallout of our food, our water supply, our air being, for all intents and purposes, poisoned, made toxic. But ask yourself, who's behind the origins of COVID? I mean, really get past all of the conspiracy theories and think for yourself. Put on your thinking cap. Where did it come from, and why? Why now? Why these particular years? Because understand and know, another pandemic is coming. The same way there was a Spanish flu, there was a bubonic plague, there was a bird flu, and so forth and so on. We always have another one coming. drought experience. For most of us, COVID caught us totally off guard. A lot of people died as a result. And then came the Russian war, which in real time is this generation's Vietnam, but for Europe and Asia, but for, you know, Russia and Ukraine and the surrounding territories proper. But then that set forth a chain of events. Stay with me. There has always been a connection between the United States, Corporation, the United States as a country, the United States as a business entity. There's always been a connection between the U.S. and the Nazi philosophy and belief system. See, we often forget that we live in a rigged system. We live in a system. So it's not just enough to send your kids to school and, you know, pray over them. Because we are wrestling against principalities. We wrestle against principalities. You can no longer just send your kids to school. That's it. I come from an era, we would go hours by ourselves with just a latch key, and we just outside, no phones, no nothing. We might be 20, 30 miles away from home, chilling on bikes and shit, surviving off like some some soda you know, some candy, some Now Later, some Doritos, just straight trash. But we were safe and we were okay. Not everyone. But I say that to say, now the way the system is, the direction it's moving in, you really have to, you have to put your children onto certain books and certain films, and you have to start exposing them to certain lectures and exposing them to certain philosophies and financial education early in the game. Because the kids now, especially I would say 12 years old and up, this is our future. And they are going to live in a very different world. Okay, they're going to live in a world that a lot of the jobs that we have will no longer exist. The same way if you were to hypothetically introduce your great-great-grandfather or your great-great-grandmother to an iPad or to a wearable technology, they would think that you were showing them witchcraft. They would think that it was some type of sorcery, because it's so different from their reality and their paradigm. Same thing, our children and our children's children and the kids who are currently, I would again, 12 years old, 13, 14, even some younger, these are the kids who, as we get older, are going to set the trends, set the tones. They're going to be paying off this debt or not. They're going to be creating a different way to do things. We're still going to do the same things because humans are humans, no matter what the time or timeline or time zone or wherever on the planet. But the way we do it is going to change, and a lot of factors are going to go into changing it. Climate is going to change it. The financial system is going to change it. Technology and technological inventions and advancements that are coming down the pipeline right now. We are being introduced to an alien technology. I said it last year. I've been screaming it this year. And I'm going to continue to say it till you see it. Is that we are being introduced to alien technology, the likes of which will blow your motherfucking head off. It's going to get so science fiction and sci-fi. All of the shit you saw in the Matrix and the blue and the Black Mirror and Creature from Blue Lagoon, all of this, all of the so-called best-selling dystopian books and films are preparing the youth for what it's going to look like in their day-to-day reality. We're living the Hunger Games. We're living entering into a cashless society. That was always the goal. And what I want you to do is take a good look at that as it's being written on the wall. History is being written. And as everything begins to unfold, I want you to ask yourself how that impacts you and your bag, how it affects you and your family, you and your parents, you and your children, you and your siblings, you and your boo, your hubby, your wife. How does it impact what your next 5, 7, 10, 15, 20 years are going to look like? How it's going to affect, you know, what's required of you, how much it requires for you to live on, so forth and so on. You follow me? Do you understand what I'm saying? We wrestle against principalities. Shit is really not sweet. I hate to be the bearer of the real, but if you don't have fun doing it, if you don't have fun doing it, it's not really your purpose or life's calling. Always make time for creating your art. Always make time to just do nothing and meditate. Make time for rest. Make time for solitude and going within and being in tune and getting in alignment with your inner voice, your higher self, your future self, the inner child. Follow me? If you don't have fun doing it, if you don't have fun doing it, it's not really your purpose or life's calling. And that's why we love making art and having sex, because it involves having fun. It involves dopamine and serotonin. It makes us feel alive and in the moment. Part and parcel of not only surviving and thriving during the desert experience is to do things you love. Do things you love. We are not here for a long time. When you actually look at the average lifespan of a people, a lot of y'all are really moving through life like you're here for eternity. And I don't, as the kids say, I don't like that. Right? We've programmed ourselves and bought into the, you know, so much of the systems, work, 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 philosophy of capitalism and to an extent socialism and communism, the industrial system, that we've forgotten how important recess is, being outside. We've bought into and subscribed to a mentality that values a life lived online more than actual flesh, blood, migraines, and orgasms, the real world, the 3D. Do you get what I'm saying? Really think about it. Like, really think about how much of yourself is starved. And what do you do when you are going through a drought experience? Because it's one of those things that nobody talks about until you're in it. It's like Fight Club. Nobody talks about how painful and bleak shit gets. And I don't want you to lose touch with you being a spirit having a human experience. A lot of this is illusion, but it feels real. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it gets downright debilitating. Repeated ignorant or stubborn denial of the existence of certain powers does not keep them from existing. You can't ignore shit and think you won't be affected by it. That's not the way the real world works. Life in the post-COVID world, I would like to call it, actually, it's a post-COVID world order. Is what it is, because truly we're actually living in a different timeline. Something shifted during the years that we know as 2020, 2021, and then again this year, this past December, the bringing on the winter solstice was like a portal was opening. And so life in the post-COVID world order looks very different than the one many of us have grown to know, trust, and understand. But we really have to stay vigilant and aware of things that exist slightly outside of our awareness. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but nonetheless, very, very, very powerful. just because it's outside of your awareness. The internet, the technology for the internet has always been here. This isn't something that was created out of thin air. The technology for Wi-Fi was always here. Somebody had to think of it and tap in and learn how to hone it. Same with electricity. Free energy has always been here. Somebody had to learn how to hone it, tap into it, and see how they can profit from it. And that's what they did. Same with everything. Hydroponics, hydropower, right? To know oneself at the deepest level is simultaneously to know God. This is the secret of gnosis. This is about the chemistry of calm. This is about the end of repeating cycles and about rethinking our patterns and breaking those patterns that lead to our destruction and undoing. So often, many of us are like moths drawn to flickering flames that will only kill us. This shit seems lit. It's lit, all right. It's lighting your ass up. And sometimes that can look like staying in an unhealthy relationship for too long. Or a one-sided, unbalanced situationship for far too long. Because the longer you stay laying up with and or fucking a loser, the longer you remain in disempowering, losing situations. I.e. bum ass situations. All energy is contagious. An unlucky motherfucker is contagious. Somebody who's always going through struggle and bad times and hard times and always down bad is contagious. The same way a motherfucker that's successful and knows how to get to the coin is contagious. And it's about who you spend most of your time with. It's like the legend of the wolves. Two wolves live in you. The one that is eventually the most powerful is the one that you feed. A quiet truth. If you want to see how your life will look in the coming 5, 7 to 10 years, take a good look at everybody in your top 3 in your phone at this very moment. Because that's what your shit finna look like. If they not living how you want to be living, are they living in the house that you want to be living in? Are they having the conversations that move the needle forward? Are they indulging in income producing activities? Are they, you know, weed heads, pot heads? Work, running fast on a treadmill, making nothing, doing very little to, again, hit their goals? Or do they even have goals? Because this isn't clowning, this is real. If you want to see how your life will look in the coming 5, 7 to 10 years, take a good look at everybody in your top, really your top 5, but specifically the top 3 in your phone. Who are you texting and who's texting you? Who are you spending any time calling, voice notes, group chat? You know what the fuck I mean. Don't get brand new. You know what I mean. Because chances are your life already looks like these people anyway. Y'all make around the same amount of money, give or take a couple thousand a year. If they have vices, a lot of times, often, those are your vices too. Drug addicts like to hang out with other drug addicts. Alcoholics like to kick it with other alcoholics. Motherfuckers who are scammers, they like fucking with other scammers. Because they talk the same language. Somebody who is on Wall Street and understands insider trading and understands the market and mutual funds and understands the index, they like fucking with other motherfuckers that's tapped in to the stock market. Do you follow me? So the people in your phone, if they are bums, you will be a bum. If they are millionaires and excellent at what they do, or are, if they're loving parents, you see them doing shit with their kids, got the kids going to the museum and, oh my God, going on field trips and They at the school doing, you know, doing PTA work, and they really listen to their kids and loving on their kids and pouring into their kids. If they are pillars in their communities, they are out here getting people to vote. They're trying to, you know, build things and build stuff in the community. They work for the community garden. They're doing volunteer work, going down to the church, down to the prison, feeding the hungry. They are giving back. Or are they bosses and boss babes? Wherever they land on the spectrum, that's who you are becoming. Do you follow me? Do you get what I'm saying? A quiet truth. Descartes once said, "We do not describe the world we see. We see the world we can describe." And that is why it's so possible for all of us to live under the same dome, on the same plane of existence. We're all existing in this same three-dimensional reality, in this same galaxy, in the same part of the multiverse. And yet you have people driving Lamborghinis and Testarossas and living, owning an island, only eating and wearing the finest of thread count. And you have those who are just living like animals, hand to mouth. You have people living in tents and cardboard boxes the size of a trunk. And you have people who are commanding so much power and wealth. And you have some people that are literally just hanging on by a thread. All of this in the same paradigm. Because, listen, Pain travels through families until someone is ready to deal with it. Leave recipes for your children. Again, pass down generational blessings instead of generational curses, generational plagues. Because many, if not most of us, myself included, we love to point a finger at what everybody else has got going on, what others are doing, without ever acknowledging the three fingers pointing back at us. It's easier to talk about them versus us. The Republicans, the Democrats, the Jews, the niggas, the black people, the men. You know what I'm talking about. It's easy to, oh, well, they're trying, they got this homosexual agenda. Or, oh, the conspiracy theorists and the pedophiles and, oh my God, and the Pizzagate and all of this shit that keeps us divided and separated. It's easy for us to point at other people, judge other people, what the next man or woman isn't doing to fix their shit. But what are you doing to fix your shit? That's where I'm at with it. Do you follow what I'm saying? It can only resonate with you if it touches something within you. Everything is a reflection of your own projections mirroring you. Everyone is mirroring you. Everything you match vibrational frequency with will populate your reality, good and bad. And that's how you know what level you're on or what grade you're in. You know, in education, you take a kid and you put a book in front of them and you let them read out loud so you can determine what reading level they're on. I've seen people that are 50, 40 years old and they have the reading level of a third grader. And they're sounding out their vowels. And this is how they read. But they know how to get money. They know how to survive in this matrix system. They know how to survive drought seasons. They know how to be camouflage when it's time to camouflage. Because survival is to the fittest. It's to those who know how to really tuck and roll and adjust and pivot and float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. It's those who know how to duck and dodge and put up camouflage when it's time to go in your shell and put up, you know, your mimicry or whatever you need to do to defend yourself. What the porcupines do when they need to, you know, prop up they shit when you fuck with them. They've learned to survive. You got people that have more degrees on the wall than a thermometer. And they are living in their parents' basement. They are career students. They will never really own anything. Look, somebody that's in the office with you making the kind of money you make, they can't tell you how to get out of that goddamn cage because they don't know how to get out of that cage. What do they say? Those who don't or can't teach. A motherfucker that's making $40,000, they can't tell you how to make $400,000 or $4 million. They haven't figured the shit out for themselves. Because if they had, they wouldn't be where they at. See, y'all don't want me to get, like, really real. Because sometimes it be stepping on some toes. Because sometimes, look, I get on my own ass. Because how else are we going to get better? That's how you know what level you're on, what grade you're in. Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say, circumstances reveal a man. They don't make you. Circumstances don't make a man. They reveal a man. A motherfucking boss is going to do boss shit. Because that's what bosses do. Evident in they leave fruits. They leave trail. They leave clues. And a motherfucker that just can't get shit right, they leave clues. That's who they are. And sometimes we want to believe. Listen, never, ever, 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 ever make moves based on potential. Never take a job or move to a city or move in with somebody or do anything based on what it could be, what you're hoping it might be. Oh, well, I think I could come up with $5,000 a month. Unless you're already making $5,000 a month, you don't need to make that decision because you don't know what it takes yet. You're not there yet. You can only fake it till you fucking feel it, but for so long before you, that shit's on your ass and you are feeling it. Good and bad, again. Certain things, certain people and experiences are only associated with certain tax brackets and zip codes. Certain things only happen in the hood. You're not going to find a whole lot of malt liquor and somewhere to get meth and fentanyl and all of this shit and stepped on heroin. You're not going to find that in a higher price point, higher tax bracket community. Where you're seeing the Starbucks and the Whole Foods and you're seeing the banks and you're seeing the high earning corporations and the people who work for those corporations where they live, those bedroom communities where they live. You're not going to see a chicken joint and pawn shops on the corner that you would see in a low income community. And all that is by design. We live in a mirrorverse. Our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. Epictetus reminds us, we suffer not from the events in our lives, but from our judgment about them. It's the judgment that you put on shit that colors it, that seasons it, that gives it its flavor. Everything happens for a reason. Everything. But you give it the reason. You give it the meaning. You gotta find the meaning. With wisdom comes the desire for simplicity. Because as you gain wisdom, you stop wanting to do too much. You know, like, I don't know about you, but I'm not with all the extra bullshit. This is about playing the long game and playing to win the war, although you may lose some of the battles. You might lose some of the skirmishes. I might get fucked up in some of these little battles. But I promise you, oh, I'm going to win the fucking war. Believe that. Because every little L you take is teaching you. Because when you add those losses up, you get one hell of a university. Rejoice in your lessons. Rejoice in the lessons. The heartbreak, the breakups, fucking up some money, trying to prepare something and it blowing up in your face. That's part of growing up. That's included. The obstacles are included on the journey. It's included with the package. Gather your tears, bottle them and cherish them because they will keep you hydrated in your drought experience, in your desert seasons. A lot of us don't like to talk about our desert seasons or our drought experience because we're ashamed of it. We're ashamed to be struggling. We're ashamed to be broke. We're ashamed to be sick in some cases. We're ashamed to have a failed relationship, failed marriage. We're ashamed in some cases how we totally may have dropped the ball with our kids or our parents. So many of us don't talk to our families. We don't, because our life doesn't look the way it looks on TV for people, or on Instagram, or on social media, on YouTube. Because your life isn't supposed to look like anybody's life, baby. A lot of us don't like to talk about our desert seasons. Epicurus said, if death causes you no pain when you're dead, it's foolish to allow the fear of it to cause you pain now. This is about breaking free of the deja vu holding position you've been in. This is about escaping the deja vu energy. There are whole generational plagues that have been pressing down upon so many of our mentalities. Alcoholism, you know, gambling, that demon time, sex demon, you know, that just wanting to run the streets, or people who just can't commit to anything. So many different mentalities. It's not your own. You inherited it. You took it on. It was passed on to you the same way you got your father's eyes and your grandmother's hair and your great grandnanny's the way she walks. These things, these mentalities, a lot of these attitudes, it just is like a default setting for you. And you can, it doesn't mean that has to continue to be your reality. Let the past clarify and pressurize you. When you're going through shit, because you're going to go through shit. Somebody listen to this right now. You going through a storm. And I know how you feel to be pressed on all sides and not know how you're going to make it out of this drought. You know it's coming. It can't be permanent, but you don't know when it's going to end. And you just, I would say to you today, let the pain pressurize you. You get on the airplane, they start pressurizing the plane before takeoff. And as they get ready to take off, you start to notice, you know, as you climb, your ears are popping. The air seems thicker to breathe. It gets, you know, hard on your lungs a little bit. But then you adjust. Because that pressure is either going to bust pipes or make diamonds. Because part of growing up is owning your shit. And sometimes we have our own shit we need to work on. And there's a time when we're going through things because of our own actions. I don't want to say karma. It's just the result and the fallout and the outcome of our own thoughts and attitudes and actions. Wherever you are right now is because of the ways you've thought and the shit you've done, good and bad. You're where you are because of the shit you've been doing for the past 10 years. The way you've talked on your life, spoken about your life, and the actions you're taking or not taking. Herodotus said, the worst pain a man can suffer is to have insight into much and power over nothing. You know shit. You well read, but shit, your life is not popping like that, boo. My hope for you is that one day you realize you can do impossible things with subtle energy. Everything that's possible today, motherfuckers thought it was impossible a couple years ago. Everybody thought running a three-minute mile was impossible till a Kenyan did it and showed them So this is lightweight, right? Sometimes God, the universe, spirit, the divine, whatever name you put on it, sometimes it will rip everything away from you so that you can get real clear, so that you can get clarified and clarity in order to clear the path for you to do your work. Sometimes everything must be burned to the ground, tried in the fire. That pressure will make diamonds one way or another. Marcus Aurelius once said, remind yourself what you've been through and what you've had the strength to endure. Sometimes, like, I have to talk to myself and remind myself, like, you're not no punk. You've overcome tremendous odds. When I was born with a heart condition, fetal, you know, a heart murmur. And that was my first battle. But I was already born a winner. So are you. You were born a winner when you outswam the billions and billions of other sperm to your mama's egg. That was your first. You already, when you got here, you was winning. So that's your default. And always remember that. And whatever you go through now, it's a drought season that's preparing you for what's after the drought experience. And usually that is abundance and monsoons and rising tides and rising sea levels. Do you follow me? Because this thing gonna always balance itself out. Remind yourself. See, I do not fix my problems. I fix my thinking. And then problems fix themselves, or what seemingly fix themselves. That's all education is. I don't need shit outside of me to validate me. It's like Epictetus said, when someone is properly grounded in life, they shouldn't have to look outside themselves for approval. I never need your fucking approval. It's all love, it's all respect. But as long as I approve myself, oh, I'm Gucci. And I'm saying, that's how you have to really talk to yourself. To know oneself at the deepest level is simultaneously, again, to know God. Knowing that you can. You don't have to go pillage. You don't have to steal somebody else's shit. You don't gotta bum off and bite off somebody else's shit. Because you came here with your own style and your own flavor, knowing that you will and you shall, whatever it is that you came here to do. Knowing is the only force of energy that will instantly convert your ideas, your goals, your dreams, aspirations, and intentions into reality. Do you follow me? Because that's the shit I'm on. You cannot transcend what you don't intimately know to go beyond yourself. You must know yourself. I want to thank you so much for your support. I want you to begin to get yourself in alignment in such a way that you've never done before. Do things you've never done before. Because if you're not in alignment with yourself, you have nothing to offer anyone else. You will be out here assed out and hustling ass backwards, trying to pour from an empty cup. Like, really be fucking for real, as the kids say. Like be fucking for real, right? I promise you never have to lie to kick it. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna be okay. It's a different time, it's a different day, but we're equipped. Peace.